It is election day, so our prayer election focus today is United We Pray. You've heard the adage, United we stand, divided we fall. We have a choice to link our shields in prayer, joining as one with Jesus as the head of this body in which we belong. Our excerpts for today's podcast come from Prayers for Election Day. Holy Father, thank you for the opportunity to have a voice in the way our government runs. We praise you for the vote that we have. During this time of debate, diffusion, and decision-making, please have your sovereign hand over this country, which we know you do. Please keep our country healthy during this season. Give us the peace that surpasses our understanding about the vote and the outcome. Your word says that you change the times and seasons, so you are in control of this phase in our nation's history. And we thank you for that. We ask for the season to not be volatile, that our nation would see you in it. Thank you for democracy and for the opportunity to pick our leaders on a rotating basis, Lord. We ask that you would be with all the candidates who are running for office. We thank you for being the source of all wisdom, being willing to impart that wisdom to your people. During this time of national decision-making, please grant the citizens of this country wisdom to vote for the best candidate with the right agenda for the next 4 years. Grant us the discernment to detect any falsehoods or unbiblical policy proposals. Show us your will in this election. Do not let our wisdom be clouded by earthly considerations, misunderstandings, or misguided desires to shape the future to our will rather than your own. The book of James tells us that we can know your wisdom because it's pure, peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Help us to recognize that wisdom and exercise it in our vote. Thank you for being with us and for sending the Holy Spirit to comfort and guide us. Lord, right now it feels like there's so much at stake, a lot of anxiety about this election. People are worried. Your word says, however, to be anxious for nothing, but in everything to come to you. We ask you provide peace and comfort to the worried hearts of this country right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Relieve their anxiety. Help them to focus on you and your will. Help those who feel anxious to instead feel and seek your presence. Please diffuse the spirit of anxiety across the nation. We bind it in Jesus' name, bringing understanding between all people. Reign over us, O Lord, instead of fear, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for choosing to put us in this country at this time and for your purposes. Be with this country during this time of decision. Bless it. Keep it strong. Help us to remember the things we have in common and not just our differences. Let there be revival in our country, bringing us closer to you and each other. As King David wrote, the nation whose God is the Lord is blessed. Be the Lord over this nation above all else. Protect your people, guide their steps, strengthen us through the season. Thank you for preparing a place for your people to be with you forever, Lord, while we are on this earth temporarily. We participate in earthly systems of government, and it's important to do so with integrity. But your word says we are citizens of your kingdom first and foremost. Help us to remember the results of this election are only important for a brief moment in time. The important work is to be done for the eternal kingdom. Show us people who don't know you as their Savior so we can share the gospel, grow love for our brothers and sisters in Christ, even if they vote for a different party in the election, because we will spend eternity worshiping you. This election only matters during this earthly existence. Keep our eyes on you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.